Welcome to the Fat Emperor podcast. I'm your host, Ivor Cummins.
A little bit on diabetes, because we talked about it earlier as being a primary cause. But you might also hear warranty periods. So a zero score in these people in a big study had 15 years warranty. In other words, their death rate in the following 15 years was so low due to their zero score that they basically called it a warranty. Right? That's how powerful it is. However, diabetics, full diabetics diagnosed, did not get 15 years. They only got 4 or 5 years warranty. And there's a reason for that, and I'll just explain it, because atherosclerosis is a progressive disease. And I'd liken it to, if you have got a vehicle that's rust-proofed, okay, it's rust-proofing built into it, and you see zero rust, you know, an engineer might be able to say, okay, that means for 15 years you're not going to get dangerous rust. But if you then bring a vehicle in and say, this is non-rust proofed, this is not rust proofed, and it is no rust, say, okay, maybe 4 or 5 years before it gets dangerous rust. So when you're a diabetic, it's such an accelerator of atherosclerosis that you don't get as long a warranty, okay? So non-diabetics get 15 years, and diabetics maybe 4 or 5 years. Diabetics would need to check their CAC after 3 or 4 years to see are they actually still a zero, or are they rising? Because only calcium will tell you, okay? Whereas a non-diabetic average person can probably wait 7 or 8 or 9 years and check in. They need to check in. Maybe I'm diabetic now. You know, maybe my calcium has gone up and I might have to do something more. The people who got more than 400 in this same study are very different. Whether diabetic or non-diabetic, you're talking huge mortalities over 15 years. No one gets a warranty if you get a high CAC score. If you get a high score, there's no warranties. What you need to do if you get a high score is implement a fix very quickly, right? Like David did. Because when you get a high score, you know the fire is burning fast. You need to stop it. And you probably within a year or two need to recheck to make sure that your calcification has leveled off and that whatever you're doing is working. But you can take action here and change the future, no problem. I won't go on again about how calcium sees the disease, but that's it. I'll finish on a recent Irish example. There's many building, and I know we have Fergus here and Paul, who are examples of people who are able to change their lives and manage disease when they got a score. But here's a guy just from work, a guy called Noel. So he's a 44-year-old engineer, 3 kids, health-focused, not overweight, looks great, looks healthy. But his brother had a quadruple bypass at 52, and his cousin died of a heart attack at 50. So he's kind of worried, right? But he doesn't know what to do. No one knows what to do, right? And that's why you're here. So he had other family history. So he decided, right, he was watching some of my stuff months ago, and he said, God, I'm going to have to get my bloods done and really question this. So he got his bloods done, but the cholesterol was good. He was below 5, and his other bloods were good. And the doctor said, all good, no worries. Even with your family history, you're looking good. Super. Happy days. Okay. But he's not happy because he's an engineer and he's listening to our stuff. So he says, hold on, I want to go a little deeper here. I'm a bit worried still. So he goes to a cardiologist and he gets a stress test and an echocardiogram. Asks for them. Gets them. All good. Cardio? All good, no worries. You really checked yourself out. Okay. He's not happy because he's hearing more of our stuff and saying, hold on, I was saying a stress test and an echocardiogram, right, in a middle-aged person with a family history ain't going to tell you jack. You could have the fire burning inside and the stress test ain't going to tell you. So he insists on a calcium scan and gets one. Oops, CAC 25, diffuse calcification throughout the coronary tree. It is not all good and it is not no worries, right, at all at the age of 44. His Framingham risk was 5%, supposedly, right, because of the low cholesterol. But if you plug his data into MISA, and I did for him, he has the arteries of a 64-year-old. And this data is very accurate. His real risk is greater than 30%, right? He would never have known this, except he pushed through that whole pathway. And now he knows. So I met him afterwards, And I said, well, how do you feel about the 64-year-old arteries? You know, the root causes, he understands now. And he said, I'm all over it, Ivor. I'm all over it. And he is. He is attacking all of those root causes. His bloods will transform, and he will change the future for himself. But if he didn't go through this process to the end, he would not know. And he'd find out when he had his first heart attack, just like his relations. It doesn't have to happen. You can find out, and you can take action.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see my subscribe button in the middle of the screen, a free viewing of the Widowmaker movie on the far right, and myself and Dr. Gerber's book, Eat Rich, Live Long, on the left. Otherwise, please do subscribe to the audio podcast. Thanks.